Bava Metzia Yerushalmi corresponds to Bava Metzia Bavli Daf Lamed Ches and Lamed Tes. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph at the Mishnah in the top of the page. Hamafkid Peres Etzel Chaveroi Harei Ze Yotzeloi Chesroinois. If one deposited produce with his friend, when the man returns it, he may deduct all regular losses from the produce. Meaning Lechitim La'Oyrez Tishes Chatzei Kabin Lekor Lesa'im La'Dochan Tishes Kabin Lekor Lekusmin La'Zerapishtan Shloishes Se'in Lekor. For wheat and for rice, he can deduct 9 half kavim per kor. For barley or millet, is 9 kav per kor. And for spelt and flax, is 3 sa'im per kor. Hakol lefi amida, hakol lefi azman, is deducted according to the amount of produce and the season. Am Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, v'chi ma'ich pasoi la'achbar, v'alai oichel ben mehar ben mekima. Ela eina moitzilei ela lakor bilvad. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says, what does the mouse care? It eats the same amount, whether from a large or from a small quantity of produce. Rather, he has to deduct the amount specified for one kor. Rav Yehuda Aimer, im haisa mida meruba, eina moitzei chesroinus mipnei shehen moitzirois. Rav Yehuda says, if it was a large quantity of produce, he does not deduct for losses as the produce expands. Yotzi lo shtus liyayin, for wine he should deduct 1/6. Rav Yehuda Aimer, chomish, he has to deduct 1/5. Yotzi lo shloshes lugin, shemen lemea lug, or mechse shmarim, velug or mechse bala. He should deduct 3 lug for every 100 lug of oil, 1.5 lug for the dregs, and 1.5 lug for absorption of the barrel. Im haya shem muzukak, enem oitzeloi shmarim, kan kolim yeshonois, enem oitzeloi bala. If it was purified oil, he does not deduct for the dregs, and if it had been held in old jugs, he does not deduct for absorption because they're fully saturated. Rav Yehuda Aimer, af ha-moicha shem muzukak lechaveyoi kolim oitzeloi shona, hawe ze mekabla lav lug umechse shmarim lemea. Rav Yehuda says, even if a person sells purified oil throughout the year, the buyer has to accept a deduction of 1.5 lug of dregs for every 100 lug. And the Gemara now tells us, Amar Rabbi Ami B'Shas HaGoyrin Shonu, Rabbi Ami says, this Mishnah was talking about a time when he was given it and returning it at the time of the threshing. However, if he returned it in the rainy season, he does not deduct, as because the weather caused the produce to swell. Taman Amrin, Elaine Achbaria Rishaya Katchamien Peri Sagin Kurin Lechavrehoin V'Achlim Ahoin. Now this explains the Tanakama's opinion. They say in Bavel, these mice are evil, because when they see a large amount of produce, they call their friends to come and eat with them. And Amar Yochanan Obdois Hein, Mispazois Hein, Yochanan says, when they see a large amount, they waste and scatter more of it. Now the Mishnah taught, Yotzi Lo Shtus Liyayin, Rav Yehuda Aimer Chomesh. For wine, he should deduct 1/6, and Rav Yehuda says he should deduct 1/5. Now, this ruling isn't discussed in the Gemara, because the next line is actually commenting on the case of 3 lug for every 100 of lug of oil, but if it was purified oil, he doesn't deduct at all for dregs. And about that, Amar Rav Yoshia, B'Shulei Amar Lo Shemen Mezukak Ani Ma'am Midlach Kol HaShona, Avlim Amar Lo Kein Chayav La'amid Lo Shemen Mezukak. Rav Yoshia says, this deduction applies when he had not specifically told him that he'll be supplying purified oil, but if he had said that, he has to supply purified oil without any deductions.